This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shnayis Lili Nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchok Ben Doiv, also L'schus Kol Chayle Am Yisrael, also L'schus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are Nesunim B'Tzaro V'Shivya. We're up to Maseches Sanhedrin, Perik Yud Mishneh Beis. We were talking about Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelek L'Olam Haba, that every Yid has a Chelek L'Olam Haba, but then we also started getting into exceptions to that rule. And now we're going to go further into exceptions, who is not Zoyche to have a Chelek L'Olam Haba. So Shloisha Malachim, there are three kings who are not going to have Chelek in Olam Haba. Farba had Yotis, and there are four private people that don't have a Chelek in Olam Haba. Ein lehem Chelek in Olam Haba. Those people don't. Shloisha Malachim, the three kings are Yeravam ben Nevat, who was the king who rebelled against King Shlomo's son. King Shlomo's son, who was Rechavam, named Rechavam, and Achav. Achav is the king who turned Klal Yisrael away in the times of Eliyahu Hanavi, and Eliyahu Hanavi had famous battles with him. Menashe, who was a king who was also forced the Klal Yisrael to serve Avodah Zarah, to go after Avodah Zarah, and then later on in his life he returned, and we'll see about that in a minute. Rabbi Yehuda says Menashe yesh lehem chelek l'olam haba. Menashe does have a chelek l'olam haba, as I just mentioned before. Shenemar, as it says, he was captured by the enemy, and over there he davened, and over there he did tshuva by spal elov, and he davened to the Eibishter by osoloi, and it was. He was answered. Vayishmat chinosa, the Eibishter heard his tefillas. Vayishiveyu Yerushalayim l'malchusay, and the Eibishter got him to be brought back to Yerushalayim to be the king. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that he obviously, if he was brought back to Yerushalayim to be the king, he also has a chelek l'olam haba. He did tshuva. Amrloi, they said to him, meaning the Chachamim, the Tana Kama, who argues, said, he was returned to being the Melech, the king, he was not returned to be living, to have a Chayim, an Olam Haba, to have Olam Haba. Arba Hedyotis, there are four private people who are basically not kings. They may be public figures, people that we may have learned about either in Chumash or in Navi, but still, they're not kings, and therefore, that's why they're counted separately. Those are Bilam, who was the one who, again, we know Bilam. He was hired by Balak to curse Klal Yisrael. He also was very much invested in trying to get Klal Yisrael to sin, and therefore, he is the Ein Lechelek L'Olam Haba. Doeg HaAdoimi, who informed to Shaul about Noiv Ira Kohanim, that they were accepted David into their midst when Shaul was chasing him. In other words, they were unknowingly protecting him, because David had actually said that he's coming on Shaul's instruction. So they thought that they were not doing anything wrong, but still, Doeg HaAdoimi went ahead and told Shaul. Shaul killed out the whole city, so that's. He has an Ein Lechelek L'Olam Haba. Achitofel was the Yoyetz. He was the advisor to the kings David and Shlomo, and even when Shlomo was young, and he turned and he became part of the rebellion when David's son Avshalom was trying to become king under David, without, you know, taking it out from under David while he was still alive. Gehazi was the assistant to Elisha Hanavi, Eliyahu's Talmud, Elisha, who he would have been this great person. He was the assistant to Elisha, this great Navi. However, he used his position for his own personal gain, and therefore we're considering it to be that he's considered to have Ein Lechelek L'Olam Haba. Yashar Koach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.